You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, market reactions are one thing where it relates to the state of the economy. Another thing is obviously around sentiment and taking a look at what the news announcements or what the cabinet announcements rather mean for business going forward. That's always an important thing to look at. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Adrian Saville, who is a professor at the Gordon Institute for Business Sciences. Good evening, Dr. Saville. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start.
Evening. Great to be with you.
Let's start by taking a look at the overall business sentiment. I mean, you and I caught up a couple of weeks before the elections, and we left it at the fact that a lot needed to come out of this election in order to reignite some sense of positivity in the economy and to reignite all of that. And we kind of got good news by way of the fact that we've actually had electricity for almost 100 days.
Yep, Thursday is 100.
How do we feel at the moment? How is sentiment lining up from just the overall feel around the fact that things might be on the right track?
You know, so I gave a keynote address at an event through the course of last week, and I started by saying I'm going to surprise you. You know, here you have an economist who's going to give you some good news, which is, you know, very out of character for economists who can, you know, generally be quite a dismal bunch. But, you know, to pick up on your point and to be serious about it, I think that's exactly the case. If you rewind, you know, as recently as 2 months or 3 months back, energy was, you know, doing its stuttering and stumbling. There was a lot of hand-wringing about what the other side of the election might look like. And, you know, here we are on the other side, and three things really stand out for me as being distinct positives. The first is the maturity with which this process has run. The Constitution has held firm. We've had a free, fair, transparent election, and we now have a government of national unity, which really speaks to the maturity of South Africa's democracy and the stability and sanity of our electoral process. The second distinct positive is that, you know, as you point out in the intro, we are almost on day 100 of uninterrupted energy supply. I think that this could comfortably double the economic growth numbers that were on the table at the start of the year. Now, yes, doubling one takes it to two, but that puts us into a circumstance where not only are we coming off a low base and much more can be done off that low base, but for the first time in a decade, we're starting to lift per capita incomes. And the third is that let's just, you know, go to markets and look at the way markets have registered this. Both currency and bond markets have given us a confident or relatively confident thumbs up.
Prof, when we look at just the direction that business needs to go to from here, I want to look at the cabinet composition. I know you're not much of a political analyst, but do we have the right cabinet members or the right people appointed in those key portfolios? Because that's been another debate, right? Is to say, who do you have as Minister of Trade and Industry? Who do you have as Minister of Finance? We retained our Minister of Finance. Now, obviously, that speaks to policy stability. But the other key portfolios, do we have the right people there?
I think that there's two institutions that are absolutely critical. The first is the finance, as you point out. The second is the Reserve Bank. You know, those are two big signalers in terms of policy stability to markets domestically and globally. The however that I would put in is, you know, beyond that, it quickly becomes about operationalizing the strategies, and especially, you know, the policies that belong under the broad auspice of the national budget, and all of the magnificent things that policy points to has to happen, including education, healthcare, state-owned enterprises, delivering the right things, etc. And this is where we've had a deficit for decades. We have been very big on promise and short on delivery. There's nothing or very little in the cabinet that was announced last night that tells me we're getting out of that business, that it's likely to remain frustrating and short on delivery. A second point of frustration is that, notwithstanding, recognizing that you're trying to achieve compromise under a government of national unity, we now have, a world record for number of ministries and ministers and deputy ministers. I mean, the numbers are just eye-watering.
Oh, that's and we thought we were going to have less. We thought we were going to end up with fewer ministries. Apparently, that's not the case. I want to look at something before I let you go, Prof, around the cabinet itself. Now, can we sit back and say, despite all of our reservations and the concerns that we have, that at this point, business is going to, or the sentiment, at least externally, is going to receive this cabinet in the positive light that we hope?
So, and that's why I mentioned or made reference to, you know, long-dated bonds and to the rand. Both have given us a nod, relative confidence. I wouldn't say that this is a glowing endorsement, delight with what we've achieved, but it's definitely, a nod in our direction, saying, we're on the right side of the line. We could put ourselves up against obvious comparators. India, Mexico have also been through elections recently. There's been turmoil in those political circumstances. And, of that trio, South Africa is in good shape. We could even put ourselves up against advanced markets, the UK and France. I think South Africa actually takes the cake here. We've come through this in very good form. What you keep pointing to is the role that business plays, or what business is going to do about this. And as much as it's convenient to talk about politicians, policymakers are responsible for getting South Africa into good shape, my overarching sense is that for the first time, we've really got business in South Africa with their sleeves rolled up, and they are working in partnership with government. That gives me confidence that we could, in the not-too-distant future, be having far more positive conversations about this country.
Well, the proof certainly is in the pudding, and we've obviously have a record as South Africans for performing well when our back's against the walls, and we've come out of it on top. So hopefully this momentum can continue, and we can continue to make the most of it. We'll leave it at that, Prof. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Dr. Adrian Saville, Professor at Gordon Institute for Business Sciences, joining me to reflect on the latest cabinet and what it means for business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.